What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Forward 52 podcast, brought to you by Fountain Forward. I'm your guest host, Steven Giorgella, and I have a special guest here today, Jeffrey Poche, the Chief Operations Officer of Fountain Forward. Say hello, Jeff.
What's up, peeps?
And I also have Chris Jones, our normal host, being stoic behind the mic over here, so don't worry, he's still here. I'm going to do a little mini interview today, and the topic is this. How, and I want to make sure I have the choice of words correct here. How do, what was I defining as? How do...
So
transforming a one-man show into a real business. And I'll let...
The operation side.
Yeah, from an operation standpoint. And so I'll let Jeff, if he wants to, I'll let Jeff explain first the type of scenario that he came into when he started with Fountain Forward coming up on a year ago, almost exactly the date.
And no, October. Yeah, we started talking in September.
Okay, cool. So October. So what you came into and then what you've noticed over time, and we'll kind of go through the intricacies there. But when you came into it, what did you see besides a beautiful opportunity?
Besides a beautiful opportunity.
It makes you stay by the mic.
So the main thing is when you brought me in, you were having some issues with every time you tried to grow the company... things would collapse. Things would shrink. You would lose clients. You couldn't handle the expansion once you got to a certain point.
Yes, exactly.
And usually for you, it was usually around 12 to 15 clients.
No matter, and what was interesting, no matter the size, it was 12 to 15, yeah. And we just kept getting bigger clients, but the number would never exceed 12 to 15.
Yeah, again, the size of clients didn't matter, and it became just trying to manage too much. And so you actually brought me in originally as a consultant to come in and go, hey, I need some help getting this stuff organized. And what I always tell everybody is, after like a week, I was like, dude, you need somebody to do this full time because your company's going to grow fast enough, and you really need somebody to do this all the time. I'll help you find somebody. And like a week later, you were like, well, I want you to do it. And I was like, well, I already have a job.
I do. Yeah. So I went over to, I will, the only moment of brilliance I can really take is I went over to Jeff's house and I said, I have a crazy idea. Can you listen to me, please?
Yeah.
And I give you credit for being like, and the best part for those that don't know, I'm extremely emotional. Jeff is not. And so Jeff is just sitting there and Jeff's response, okay, that's interesting. I'll think about that.
That's right.
And I'm sitting here like, all right, so we're starting tomorrow.
So anyway, so yeah, so the basis of the whole thing was things have to be different.
Make sure you talk straight into the mic.
Steven had built a company with basically himself as the center for years. And you see this a lot. I mean, that's generally how a company starts. And so what happens is you keep trying to do things the way that you know them. The book, Good to Great, I mean, this is essentially what the book is about.
It's a great reference.
Is I've been doing it this way, and it's worked just fine. It's been good. But if you want to get to great, or in this situation, you want to grow your company in a scalable way, you've got to change that. What worked before, essentially, a vast majority of it is not going to work. Some of it not even at all anymore. Like, it's not even applicable anymore. And then you there's tons of books. Good to Great's one of them, but there's tons of books out there. There's tons of articles out there that about this same thing. Businesses very often hit these plateaus where they get to this certain point where... I've been doing it like this, and the way you run a $1 million company is not the way you run a $3 million company. The way you run a $3 million company is not the way you run a $5 million. The way you run a $5 million is not $10 million. And you can kind of keep going up. You get, depending on the industry, depending on the company, you get to all these plateaus. You get to all these hurdles where something significant in the way you organize and operate your business has to change. Now, this is... incredibly difficult. And Steven will be honest about this here, that Steven as a company, and this is any owner out there will tell you this. I built this thing and I was doing it this way and it worked. And there's a lot of comfort in that. There's a lot of trust in that. And it gets
pride.
There's a lot of pride in it. And so it gets very, very hard to let go of that and to go, you know what? I know this is what worked for me and it built this at this point, it's still a successful business. And this is, that's why I chose the title Good to Great. it's good. Like there's, you could keep doing it this way forever. But if you're going to get to the next level, then you have to change what you're doing and you have to change the way you're doing things. And that becomes very difficult. And so for us, you know, our big challenges at first were one, just documenting it. In Steven's case, it was run, do it, with no real kind of documentation of, well, here's the way I've done it. There's no standard operating procedures, and there's still not a lot. I mean, that's our challenge right now is what are our standard operating procedures? Not just what they are, but what should they be? You know, because this is that transition of going, some of it doesn't matter what they were. What were they? What are they supposed to be right now? Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. And I think the key thing there for everyone to digest is you can absolutely outrun your problems for a certain amount of time or for a certain size, but at some point you will have to recognize that what you have built is not stable without you putting in that high level of effort. And when you have that moment, and a catharsis occurs, hopefully, you're going to have one of two things you're going to do. You're going to, one, acknowledge it and change it, or two, you're going to acknowledge it and keep doing the same thing, but the walls won't change. The walls will stay there.
So talk about, so for you, what were some of those pain points that, one, you just kept trying to outrun them, and then what made you finally go, I can't outrun these?
I could not understand how other people were not thinking like me. I could not understand how, and this is still to this day. So going back to previous episodes, to like our regular listeners, I talk about all the time, my biggest battle from a mental health standpoint is weighing my thoughts. I have a tremendous amount of thoughts. They happen at a very high rate. And at times I have a very difficult time weighing them. So what would happen is I would see something so clearly in my mind, and I could not understand how anyone else would not understand that. And because it was not documented why I thought that way, etc., there was no real chance that anyone was ever going to be able to duplicate that sequence or how I got there. And so it was just an emotional thing. I see it this way. Why can't they? And that's just a terrible way to...
And then the other side of that, kind of the next step on it, where I kind of took that to, and this was for the first like 2-3 months, this was incredibly difficult for us, of Steven going, I've always done it like this. It's always worked this way. And me going, but Steven, other people can't do it like that.
That was, I took a lot of resentment at first, that I took it as you're telling me that the way I do it isn't good. Right. And just like giving the personal side of it, which you got to take a step back, right, and digest it. And I realized what it was you have this way of doing it that is not scalable. Let's find a way to make it scalable. And then we'll deliver this teaching method, this style, to the people of Fountain Forward. And I think basically you're that intermediary.
Right. Because some of the stuff, and this goes back to any business trying to kind of do that next hurdle of going, I've always done it like this. This process always worked for us. And some of that is, some of those things that worked because of that personality. Some of those things worked because communication was only between 2 to 3 people. When you switch the personality that's trying to lead that process or lead that department or lead that sale or whatever it is, you have to change the way you do it. When you change to... there's 3 of us in a room, and so communication is, well, we're just going to tell each other, and we're always going to all know what we're thinking. Well, when you get to 13, 15 people, all that communication begins to break down, and then you think of larger companies, you get to 50, 100, 200 people. Most people aren't even going to know the details of a lot of the things that are going on, where when it was a company of one, or essentially a company of 3 for the first few years for you, it was real easy for everybody's in the loop on everything and everybody's all hands in, and you can't do that anymore. And that's a hard thing to change mentally, process-wise. It seems really simple. It seems really easy. But it's what is actually easy is falling back on the old way that you do it.
Right. And so that's where I want to talk about the enemy of success and the enemy of scale. The enemy of success and scale in that moment is the fact that I individually know I can solve the problem and I feel the pain that the client may feel or whatever that, that person or that section of the business may feel. And I know as a caretaker of my own business that I can solve it. And the number one thing I need to do is not.
Right.
That is, if anybody wants to know, like my, like, and I battled with Jeff and I was like to tears, like, I know how to, like, and it doesn't matter. If the team can't do it, and we talk about, Chris, delegate and elevate, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't. And, like, that's a very, very hard thing to understand if you've never done it. And it's a very, and as Jeff said, to fall back is so easy.
And two, especially when the company's been around for years, and this is just guess on my part, I would think if you would have made that transition or that growth sooner, but when you've been doing it for 5 or 6 years, one of the things that happens is I've always done it like this and this works for me and this going back to, but doing it that way may not work for that person, or, you know, there's other ways to do it. Like, man, this always worked for me and I've always had success for this. And we get to where we're trying to pigeonhole somebody into doing it this one way, and that gets very, dangerous, really, because people are doing things that they're not good at. People are doing things that they're uncomfortable with. That's not really in their skill set, and you're trying to force them into a certain hole, and that becomes disastrous. Really.
Well, right, and it's, so two things there. So yes, on the people being in the wrong spots or wrong roles, or whatever it is, that eventually at some point the friction builds up and a spark happens and a fire happens. Right, it doesn't matter. It's going to explode. I think you had a great point to the fact that. I am definitely, I have no regrets because obviously I've learned it I've learned it the wrong way, which is really cool because I can talk about it, right? Like right. I have the experience and we didn't go out of business. I didn't lose money. Like I lost maybe some time, but I didn't because I also learned a tremendous amount by doing it the wrong way, right? But I 100,000,000% agree with this fact. I would have loved to know how to do it the correct way, way earlier, and be able to prevent myself from myself.
Which is the point of the podcast.
Correct. I mean, for sure. I mean, that's the point is to help other people not do what I and we have done. But at the same time, do what we're doing from a positive standpoint. Don't want to just talk about the negative.
But the other side of it, and I think this is important, and we can talk about it some too, is a lot of it is... It's not just knowing what to do. There's a huge emotional attachment when it comes to this is the way I've always done it, and I trust doing it like that, and I am comfortable in doing that, and breaking from that emotional attachment and going, I'm going to trust, like, that's real easy to say, like, well, no, we'll just start doing it this way now, and this is going to be better for our company, but... A lot of times that's a big leap, and a lot of time you have to change the way you work. You have to change the expectation of your clients. You know, in a business like ours, this is something that we struggled with: is clients need a new expectation on how we do business because we're changing the client facing part of it too.
This is the piece. Just because, and this is where going back to the title, a one man show to a real business. This is the hard part, people. So like Jeff said, oh, you're just going to change it. Okay, let's talk about collateral damage, okay? So because you change it, now the team needs to change it. The team is communicating with a client, and the client has multiple touch points or people there that all have been communicating with you the same time. What happens if they were communicating with Steven the whole time, and they love the way Steven did X and Y, and they don't want to lose that? And what happens if that was their main point as to why they loved working with Fountain Forward? So how can we reposition it that the value is still there, but the communication point is different? And that's just one
and
little...
it's what they're comfortable with. We're changing...
We're changing... like you said, the collateral, the whole thing, it's not about just me changing or us changing. It's all the different pieces. The whole ripple effect. Great choice of words. And go ahead.
And then the next part of that, too, is one of the things that we've been working on, and we I feel like have been incredibly lucky with, is... taking people that were in a role where they were a one-man show in their department, or they were, you know, they were producers, and now they've got to develop or lead or start to plan to develop and lead a department. And they have to, you know, whether it's managing employees or managing freelancers, or they were used to doing, you know, five different parts of a project. Well, now they only really focus on one part of it. You know, those are all big changes for people, and they become big individual adjustments. And sometimes, and this happens a ton, and there's always, you know, and managers, I learned this in previous places that I worked, promoting someone because they're good at doing something, or putting someone in management position because they're good at doing something, is very, very often disastrous, because it's not the same thing.
Because the next level that they're going to is not, you're not promoting them. You're not promoting them based on the fact that you know they can do the next job. You're promoting them because they did a good job at that job. And I when having a conversation at one point with Garrett Clayton, who is the CEO of AmCap Mortgage, and he's got 1,200 employees, and he goes, you know, it's really difficult when you have somebody that desires to go up, and you really like and you care about them, but their value is capped. They're in that position. It's their best position. They're loyal. They've been there. They're hard worker, but they're not gonna. What is it? They're not going to. It's not gonna transfer to the next level.
And a lot of the things, the skills that make them good at their individual job, a lot of that stuff's not gonna. It's not gonna transfer. That's not gonna necessarily make you good at leading a department of people in that job.
For sure.
And I feel like I said earlier, I feel like we have been very lucky in that one, because sometimes people don't want to lead in a department. Everybody for us wants to build and grow a department, and grow out, you know, what they do. I don't think we sometimes recognize how lucky we are in that, because some people could just shatter and shrink. And then two, the ability to do it. And so that's another growth pain that we have had. And like you said, transforming the company from, because here's the thing. I think we've made the transfer from the one man show to multiple. Right now, we're transferring from a multiple team of, you know, really five or six into all these individual different departments that are going to be leading teams within themselves. And so that's where we are now. And so it's another hurdle. So it is a different set of growing pains that we're going through right now.
Yep. I think that the final piece here is realizing that acknowledging it is the first step for sure, and understanding it is all in that first, acknowledging it and really understanding, going back to our previous episode about discernment and truly understanding like what is going on in the situation and making the correct decision. And then the patience thing is the thing that I've struggled with most, which is, you know, Jeff is a year in here, and after a year, if you look back and then you see now, you go, wow, making tremendous progress. And too many times, me personally, can't speak, Jeff, you can speak on behalf of the other people on the team, but me personally, I have gotten impatient and been like, well, how is this not fixed yet? And then I realized that we're legitimately transforming the architecture of our business. That is not a 12-month process. That's a 24-month process, right? The architecture of the business takes 2 years. 1 year is not going to fix it.
Yeah, there's a ton of times where I'll tell Steven, so this is going to take probably 60 to 90 days.
Fuck you.
And then like 20 to 30 days in, he's like, fuck, why aren't we done with this?
How yet? Is this not done yet? Like, give me, I'm just like, fuck you, Jeff. This is 2 weeks, right? Two weeks. Probably. He goes, no, it's like, I don't have a document done in 2 weeks. Yeah. Good advice there, Jeff. We'll definitely have to have you on. I think you did a great job.
Hey, thanks.
Yep. So thank you again, everyone. Chris Jones over here critiquing my exit here, so this is going to be great. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Forward 52 podcast. Please share it, subscribe, leave us a comment, share it with your aunt, your cousin, your sister, a friend that needs it. We are here to help. Submit your questions. Let us know. Social media at fountainforward.com. You can submit questions to that email. You guys can hit us up on any of the social media platforms that we have all over the interwebs. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Jeff, for coming out. And we'll see you guys next week on the Forward 52 podcast.